Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Link's got his phone. Actually, we might see if Bryza can give a quick call now and see if we can get him up right now. Link's actually got the... We can see the in-house vision into the rooms, and it might be Brian ringing Link now from K-Rock HQ. And if we can... And I reckon we... we might be able to talk to him. Are you there, Link?
I'm here, boys. How are you?
Link, it's Kingy, Benny, Cass and Brownie. Mate, congratulations. We thought we owed you one because... You and I had a chat before the Geelong game and we didn't see you much that night and we thought, well, gee, hang on, we need to talk to you after a win. So, well done. I don't think you expected to walk off Metricon Stadium with a 10-goal victory.
Yeah, no, it was a really great, pleasing performance, Kingy. We knew they're a pretty dangerous side. They like to play pretty quick footy and it can be really damaging if you let them through. But I thought we did a pretty good four-quarter effort tonight. We played them pretty tight. We're able to win the contest back and then get it back our way. So, yeah, it was a really good performance for the boys and come away with a lengthy win like that was, really pleasing.
How do you rate that performance among yours of the year? The way I see it was probably one of your more consistent ones. You won a bit of the footy, you got a goal early and you provided some pressure inside forward 50 and end up the ground. How did you rate your effort tonight?
Yeah, a little bit better than previous weeks, Kingy, particularly that John game. I was in the fire stand most of that game. But yeah, I've obviously just been trying to build on my game a little bit and make sure that I'm having the impact that's needed for us as a forward line. So I was probably able to get up the ground a little bit more tonight. Their halfbackers play really aggressive offense, and so when we turned it over, I was able to get on the end of a couple. So which is nice to touch the footy a bit. But I'm just pretty happy about the pressure we put on as a group, and particularly scoreboard pressure. We actually kick straight. Reasonably straight for once, and that was able to put some pressure on them. So, it was a nice night.
Link, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Haven't seen you since we had some Gatorades up there at St. Joey's after they won the flag.
And then Gatorades.
And then you left us completely, departed the Cats. And
I was only drinking Gatorade too that day, I reckon.
Yeah, you were sideways when I left. But what point when you left Geelong and joined, but did you have a sort of full body transplant somewhere in Nowra? Because you've just been, it's been an unbelievable ride since you left the Cats and joined the Lions. You haven't missed.
Yeah, obviously I've been quite fortunate since leaving the Cats. Obviously it was a bit of a tough time there trying to get the body right and whatnot. But I'm just really grateful for how the body's been able to hold up, and it's going to be a good challenge over the next couple of weeks where we have these condensed fixtures and games. So we've got to back it up in 4 days. So it's a challenge for me. But I'm feeling really good and I'm looking forward to it. So I'm sort of not thinking about the body too much. It's just been really enjoyable to get out there and try and work on my game, and even better to be able to get some wins on the board. So it's been good fun.
Yeah, it's great. It's great watching you, and we're rapt that you've been able to string some games together, particularly in a side that's on the up. Just tell us, how disappointed were you tonight when you've kicked the first goal and then you've come out, you've taken a mark, you're all set for your second, and you have to go off the field for the blood rule?
Spewing, mate. Spewing. I couldn't believe
and
it, to be honest.
So Zorko
trying to
missed it.
To wipe the blood off me. Turning around from the umpire, trying to wipe the blood off me, stem the bleeding, but... She wasn't to work out, so I had to hand the 40 over and jog off. So that was disappointing. When you're a small forward, you don't touch it much. When you get an opportunity to kick snag, you've got to run off for a blood roll. She kicks you in the gut a bit, but got to keep cutting up, and it's good to get a win.
And Dane Zorko missed too. Geelong Marine World was speaking with Link McCarthy from the Brisbane Lions. Here's Lee Brown.
Link, well done tonight to yourself and the rest of the team. Tell us a little bit about Mitch Robinson. Obviously played his 200th game tonight, but there's a lot of love for Mitch and the way he plays and the role he's got within your group.
Yeah, he's a ripper. He brings a lot of spirit, and he's the energy provider for our side. When he's up and about, we sort of jump on board. He certainly leads the way with... The way he plays, a hard, tough brand, and always sticks up for his mates on the field. And just really exciting to play with, and we all feel a little bit taller when he's out there next to us. So I'm really, really happy for him. He's obviously had a different sort of career, having to leave Carlton and had a couple of issues and whatnot, but he's been great up here at Brizzy, and it was great to share his 200th with him, and he's an amazing bloke. So, really happy for him, and hopefully he keeps bringing that same energy and spirit over the next few years and helping us out. So it's been good.
And you had a couple of big outs before the game in Rich and McStay, but the five guys you brought in all performed really well. Ellis Yeoman, Skinner, Witherden was really good down back, Ainsworth, and the big Connor Ballon, he looked okay up forward and in the ruck.
Yeah, it was good to see, wasn't it? Obviously, when you have five changes, you're obviously a little bit unsure of how things are going to look. But, you know, our squad's been building not just 25 sort of players, but we've been building that 30 to 35 players in our group. And I guess they've been chipping away and trying to play on the best players as much as they can, even in equal games and in reserves and even at training. They've been working hard on their game, and it showed tonight when they could just come in and fill a role, and you know, we wouldn't have really known that anyone was missing. So it's a good sign for the footy club, and it's going to hold us in good stead, hopefully.
What sort of dad are you, Link? You've got, is it young Lenny there?
Yeah, what was that, sorry?
Are you front and square with the dad duties, or are you sort of a bit of a hover parent? How would you describe your parenting skills?
I'm right in there. I'm front and square. I love it. He's a fun little boy. He's 6 months at the moment, so he's been good fun. And I try and help Mrs. out as much as possible. She's been a trooper over the last 6 months. So, yeah, when I can, I'll get in there and get my hands dirty and have a bit of fun with him. It's been good.
She reckons that you give it a donut. You're always at training.
Jeez, I'm somehow a deep sleeper. So I think fortunate in that category, or that's what she thinks anyway. So,
those earplugs work a treat, don't they?
They do, yeah. She doesn't know I'm wearing them. But, it's been really enjoyable. It's been great to experience fatherhood. And, we're going well.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's great. We've really enjoyed watching your career unfold. And obviously, down here at the Catch, you had no luck, but to be up there now and just playing in a team. And you got so many young players. We just look at even somebody like Zach Bailey, who's still only 20 years of age, playing his 36th game of AFL footy. And your team's littered with guys who are still on the up. And it's just fantastic to watch. And good luck to you. You've got another year on your deal up there, I think. And we really wish you all the best, and hopefully the Lions can go all the way this year.
I tell you what, though, you might want to negotiate your new deal, Link, because old mate Charlie's decided he's going to stick around for another 5 years. He's there till 2025. I think he might have chewed up some of the salary cap.
Nah, he deserves every bit of it, mate. So I'm happy for him to just keep chipping away, and he's that spark of our forward line, so he can have as much as he needs, mate.
What do you do now, Link, in terms of recovery? You turn around pretty quickly. I think it's Tuesday night, so 4 days. You've got the Tigers, who are coming off a 6 day break. You get back to Brisbane tonight in the car or the bus, obviously, and then work get back to the club, do what you got to do, and I suppose you'll just recovery between now and Monday. It'll come around Tuesday. It'll come around pretty quick.
Yeah, we'll come around pretty quick. Yeah, we've got a little recovery rotation thing to do in a minute. But then we just pretty much jump on the bus, go home, get as good a sleep as we can, and then tomorrow we've got some more movement rotation station sort of stuff. They sort of reckon resting isn't always the best in these short turnarounds, so they want to get us moving pretty quick. But the training won't be too intense. We'll just be a bit of mobility in these early days and get us right for Tuesday night, so it's going to come around quick. But I think we're all looking forward to it. We're pretty stoked after that performance, I think, and the boys will be up for it, so it's going to be good.
Yeah, last one before we let you go. We know you got to get back into some recovery work, but is the plan for you to play every game here, or does the club just talk monitor you and your body, which you obviously know pretty well, having gone through quite a bit with it over your career?
Yeah, I think I thought about it a little bit, obviously. Never really had the experience, just like many other players. But I was sort of wondering if I was going to have to get a tap on the shoulder or something from the doc or the physio. But I think we're both pretty confident in the work we've been able to do over this last 18 months. It's hopefully held us in good stead. But like I said earlier, we've got a solid squad at the minute. We've got blokes who can come in and fill a role. No worries. So, yeah, not too stressed about it. But, if anything comes up, then we've got a solid squad to use, so it should be right.
Link, hey, great to catch up with you. We love talking with you on K-Rock Footy, mate. We absolutely loved when you were at the Cats. You were a great friend of ours at K-Rock Footy, and that relationship continues into your time at the Lions. We're keeping half an eye on you, mate. We hope you go well, and we're halfway through the season now, and finals really beckoning again for the Brisbane Lions. Well done. Great to talk, and we look forward to catching up with you in the second half of the season.
Thanks, fellas. Good to chat. Take care.
Link McCarthy. Thanks, Link. You too. Link McCarthy joining us for Geelong Marine World.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.